If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out pear.com today to learn more. That's PAIR.com.
Hi, Shalene. My name is Tracy Ball. I live in Orange County, and I used to have your daughter at my studio when it was a baby little studio. You entrusted me with your gift. And I'm calling because I consider myself a lifer, and I just listened to your personal update podcast on The Shalene Show, and I just have to give you a big hug. It takes someone who really, really, really cares about their tribe to go on and give such wonderful advice and love and care and support for, you know, what's going on with the Beachbody stuff. But I just wanted to say you're amazing and you should run for president because you have the ethics, the morals, the love, the care, the support, the awesomeness. You are just friggin' perfect, dude. Seriously. I can't even. I know you're not perfect, but you are pretty damn close and you'd be the best president on the planet. And I think you would win. So I think for the next 7 days, I'm going to send you and your team messages, but I'm going to send something nice every day because you deserve it. You're amazing. And you are the best role model I could ever even possibly imagine. So thank you for being you.
Hey, what's going on? Thanks so much for being here. Today, I want to share with you the very most important thing you can do for your health. And absolutely everyone listening will benefit, perhaps live longer, have a better body, have a better life, by improving this area of your health. And no, it is not your waistline. No, it's not your abs. It's your sleep. In this episode, I'm going to share exactly what I've done, and I hope that it inspires you to improve your health by improving your sleep.
Welcome to The Shalene Show. Shalene is a New York Times bestselling author, celebrity fitness trainer, and obsessed with helping you live your dream life.
First, I have to say thank you to those of you who suggested that I cover this topic. I often will ask my audience on Instagram, hey, what topic haven't I covered or what topic have I covered that you'd like for me to go into more detail? Or is there something that I've covered but I didn't cover like a particular angle for you? I mean, because, dude, I was thinking about it. I mean, look how many episodes we've done. I'm not sure if I'm at episode number 500 yet, but I know it's right around the corner. And that's insane. We've talked about so many things. Nonetheless, when I asked my Instagram family what they'd like for me to talk about, and I got so many people saying, can you go into more detail about how you improved your sleep? Because I like to stay up late. I have a really hard time staying asleep, all of the things. And I know this is true for both men and women, but I feel like especially for the ladies, we really try to function with very little sleep. And we think, oh, well, you know, I can get Botox or I'll just put on some under eye concealer. What choice do I have? Well, in this episode, I'm just going to share with you exactly what I did. The first thing you have to understand is that sleep is not something that's just like nice to have. It's absolutely necessary. It is critical to your health. You can live without food for quite a period of time. You can live without water for quite a period of time. You're not going to die if you don't go to the gym. You're not going to die if you live or sustain yourself on a diet of soda and cookies. But y'all, if you are sleep deprived, you are shortening your life. And in fact, if you go without sleep for too long, you'll die. Sleep is necessary. Now, I've covered sleep and all of the reasons why you need to get it in countless episodes. I've done episodes with the leading researchers on sleep. Links to all of those episodes will be found below. And I want you to listen to those, especially if you're curious about supplementation. What happens when we have to drink a glass of wine? What does that do to our sleep? Sleep aids, the effects on weight and weight gain, the impact sleep has on your relationships, anxiety, depression, the detrimental effects of being a shift worker, and some of the things that you can do to help minimize those risks. All of those things, like the science of this, all of the reasons why, and like honestly what you need to know about sleep, I've covered it in previous episodes with the world's most renowned experts on sleep. Please do me a favor If this is important to you, check out the links in my show notes to those previous episodes. But today, I really want to share with you what I personally had to do, because I know a lot of you have a similar personality. Like, that's one of the reasons why you're a fan of the show. We have a lot in common. So let's talk about what I was doing before. My nighttime routine looked like kind of getting the kids to sleep, whatever time I could do that by, and then maybe doing a little bit to prepare myself for the next day. Like, maybe like, okay, where's the kids' homework? Like, let's set that out by the door. Let's get backpacks. Let's, I don't know, like maybe do some quick laundry. Like, and then mainly I would just do all the things that I didn't get a chance to do while the kids were awake. And then I would put the kids to bed, and then I would do those things like a maniac. And then I'd be like, oh my gosh, there's so much work that I couldn't do because there was so much going on during the day. So I would sit down at my computer and I would work for a couple of hours, be stimulated. Sometimes I would also use my phone, but usually I was using like my laptop, and I would work until I realized like, okay, girl, you need to go to bed. Then what I would do to kind of unwind is try to do something mindless, like watching TV. Well, first I would enjoy some time with my husband. Like, that's, you know, hello, we've been married for 25 years. That's one of the secrets to our success, if you know what I'm saying. Like, even when I was like really tired, even if he had gone up to bed before me, I would like wake him up, and you know what I mean? And that's not a good thing. Like, you should be going to bed at the same time together. I'm telling you, the more in sync you can get with your partner, including in sync with their bedtime and bed routine, the closer you're going to become. Just letting your partner go off to bed and then you staying up and doing your own thing, like, that just, you don't realize it, but it creates distance. It creates a message for your children. It's not a good thing. If you can avoid it, of course you can. Of course you can avoid it. So try to do a better job if you can of trying to go to bed at the same time. This might mean both of you creating some compromise. Anyway, so that's what we did. And then after watching some TV, etc., then now it's like, I don't know, like 11 o'clock or midnight sometimes. And then I might be like, huh, there's a lot of things I'm thinking I need to get off my brain right now. So let me just grab my phone and I'll add to my to-do list on my phone. And let me see what else. Okay, so I'm still kind of awake. So I would do other things on my phone. Now, the thing is, in my mind, I was in bed by 10 or 10:30, but I wasn't going to sleep. But I could tell myself that lie. Like, when people would say, what time do you go to bed to wake up every day to teach a 5:30 a.m. class, which meant I had to wake up at like 4:45. What time do you go to bed at night? And I would say, oh, I go to bed at 10:30, which was true. I was in the bed, but I certainly wasn't going to sleep. So it's, what time are you falling asleep? I would sometimes even get back up out of bed and go work on my laptop because I wanted to connect with my husband, right? Like, I wanted to have him fall asleep next to me. And then I would feel like, gosh, I'm so overwhelmed by everything I have to do tomorrow. I'm going to get up and work a little bit more on my laptop. And the next thing you know, it's like 12:30, 1 a.m. and I'm trying to get myself to go to sleep. But I'm having such a hard time now falling asleep because I would think to myself like, oh my God, you really messed up. You need to go to sleep earlier tomorrow. Shalene Johnson, what are you doing? Like, go to sleep. Why can't I fall asleep? Why can't I shut my brain off? Why is my brain thinking about all these things? Go to sleep. Oh no, now you're only going to get 3 hours of sleep. Oh no. Oh no, now it's only 2 hours and 45 minutes. And you start doing that countdown. And then you're just like, should I even sleep or should I just like wake up? You know what I could do? I'm not going to get any sleep tonight anyways. I should just get up out of bed and I should just go clean the kitchen. That's what I should do. I should just like get ahead. And then that way tomorrow I'll be able to go to sleep much earlier. So there were literally nights where I was so poor about this negative loop that I would literally just get up and go, oh, well, I'm just going to, you know, screw it. I'm only going to get 2 hours of sleep. I'm going to even be more tired. I might as well just not sleep. And then you know what I'll do? I'll go teach that class and I'll come home and I will nap. Yes, I'm going to take like a 4 or 5 hour nap tomorrow. And I think you probably can guess how often that happened. Approximately 0.0 times. I never did that. And that's how I lived my life for, gosh, I don't know, 15, 16, 17 years, a long time, way too long. Then I had my brain scan, and that's when it was brought to my attention that all of the sleep deprivation that I had subjected myself to, and I had made all of the excuses why I couldn't sleep, why there was too much to do, but the fact of the matter is I had not prioritized it. And the effects of not getting proper sleep increase your risk of cancer, increase your risk of all-cause mortality. It increases your risk of morbid obesity. It increases your risk of metabolic disorder. It increases your risk of diabetes, Alzheimer's, dementia, you name it. There's nothing good that comes from sleep deprivation because the body uses sleep to clean out the toxins from the brain. It uses sleep to clear out beta amyloids, those proteins that build up in the brain. And it's junk that has to go somewhere. They're toxins. And if you don't give your brain a place for them to go, it creates inflammation. And it is that inflammation that we could see on my brain, in addition to the concussions that I had, which were never going to heal. See, that already put me at tremendous risk of having Alzheimer's. It put me at risk. Well, it puts you at a disadvantage when you have an injury in your brain that's not healing and you need sleep to heal. You need sleep to improve the way your body responds, the way your body holds on to lean mass and is able to use fat as fuel. You need sleep in order to basically clean out the front of your brain so that your neurons connect properly. And now because I wasn't doing this, but yet I could tell myself, I'm not tired. Well, it's fine. Right. Yeah, I might look a little bit older. I might feel a little bit more run down, but I must be different. Look at me. I've created all the success, and it is because I'm more productive and I'm a good mom because I don't do a lot of these things during the day. I do so much at night. So I had all of these stories I was telling myself about sleep, and this is just the way you are, rather than working to improve my sleep habits. Rather than taking care of my sleep and understanding that that was the most important component of my health, I made excuses. I would say things like, well, I'm most creative at night. I can't help it. My brain won't shut down. That's when I have my best ideas. That's when I, need to be alone and process things. That's when I can be my best because everyone's asleep and the house is quiet. So I made all of these excuses and reasons why I was doing what I did. And I guess subconsciously, I believed that because I'd had a certain amount of success in my career, that it was, I could attribute it to the way I had organized my day. So in my mind, it was like, well, okay, if I change this, maybe I won't be as productive. And if I'm not as productive, might I be less successful? But when I got that diagnosis from Dr. Amen, it was like, oh, okay, well, here's a slap in the face. It was in that moment on that day, and if you've listened to my episodes prior to this, like that day, the moment I looked at my own brain scan and I was faced with the reality of what I had done to myself, I couldn't lie to myself or anyone else for that matter. I had done the damage to my brain, and my family was going to pay the price, and I had no choice but to fix that. So now I've described to you what my routine was like prior. And I wonder if some of those things sound familiar to you. Now, let me tell you what my routine looks like. And I have to start by saying I had to change all of my triggers. I had to change my schedule. I had to change my mindset around all of this. And I had to focus on my family. I had to think about really, truly, what is most important here? Aside from just my health, I've got to get on the same rhythm as them. I was on a completely different rhythm from them, even though I was up with the kids first thing in the morning. And I think that's really important because I know a lot of moms and dads, you stay up really, really late. And then you think, oh, well, I'm going to stay up really late and work. Then it's just your wife that is with the kids in the morning and you're not connecting with any of them. You're on a completely different circadian rhythm. And can you survive that way? Yeah, but it's not ideal. And there are certainly times where you don't have a choice, maybe. But if you do have a choice, get your act together. Get on the same rhythm as your family. Hashtag duh. Right? Don't be selfish about this. I was being selfish about this, so I can say that to you. Once I realized how important they were, I just knew, okay, do whatever it takes. Like, that's kind of my motto. When I think about things that are a priority to me, I can't just say that it's a priority to me and then make excuses. I have to do whatever it takes. When I was living my life that way, I was always tired yet wired. And because of that, I never admitted to myself that I was truly sleep deprived. I thought somehow I was made differently than other people, but I woke up every single day behind the eight ball. I woke up every day feeling tired, groggy, mentally confused, and completely disorganized. And I always felt like I was like running, trying to catch up. And I always kept waiting for the sun to go down so that I would have time to catch up on everything. It's a horrible way to be. Let me share with you now my new nighttime routine. So it starts like this. Every night, what I had to do was to, instead of spending, I had to reorganize everything. That meant I needed to put myself in kind of a sleepier state hours before my bedtime. I started using an app, and I don't know if it's the best app. It's just what I use, and I'm sure there's better ones out there, but the one that I use and still use to this day is called Relax Melodies. P.S. I know there's probably better ones out there. I just say that because this one's like really robust, and every time they update the app, I'm super confused, and then it takes me a while to figure it out, but nonetheless, it's the one that I use. It's called Relax Melodies. What I do like about it is it includes bedtime meditations. It includes relaxing music. It includes special mixes that you can make that sound like the ocean or the waves, etc. So I can play that sound machine at night. I also love that you can program into it a daily reminder that is sent to your phone as a notification that reminds you to start getting ready for bed. So my notification comes in at 8:30 p.m. So at 8:30 p.m., I get a reminder that no matter what I'm doing, to start my bedtime routine. And I do. So I put my phone aside, and or I will put on a meditation or something that's very relaxing to listen to. It might even be a podcast, but something that's really relaxing. I put my earbuds in, and then I do this. Are you ready? Like, this is all my nighttime routine. I start by creating everything that I need for the very next day. So I first fill 3 water bottles. They're the water bottles that I created for everybody else who needs this habit. You could certainly use your own water bottles if you want to. I just take 3 25-ounce bottles of water. You can buy my system if you want. Each one of the water bottles is color-coded, which is really cool because you have a morning color, mid-afternoon, and an evening color. It's called the 131 water system. But you go to 131h2o.com, and not only do you get the 3 water bottles for a fraction of the price of what you would pay for like a Swell, but you also get this really cool backpack that I created that holds the water bottles in their own little snug little seat belted, I don't know how else you could describe it, like their own little pockets inside the backpack. That way I fill up my 3 water bottles the night before. And I make sure that I put a little bit of ice in there. You don't have to, though, because they stay cold for up to 24 hours. I do that the night before. I set out my supplements that I'm going to take in the morning, right? Like my vitamin D. I won't go into all the supplements I take, but I lay out all of my supplements so I don't forget those. And I put those on the kitchen counter. I prepare my coffee. I set the programmer on my coffee machine so that coffee's ready by the time I wake up. I also pre-make my little cup. So I take a cup and I fill it with my MCT oil and a little bit of coffee creamer and some stevia, and I put it in the fridge. So like literally that's ready to go. I get the dog's food for the next morning ready to go. I set out my workout clothes for the next morning. I pick them out the night before. Everything, socks, shoes, pants, top, my cover up. I also set out my contacts. I set out my makeup. I set out my lashes. I select what it is I'm going to listen to the next morning when I wake up as I'm getting ready, because that's my time for personal development. Usually, I'll pick an audio lesson from some course that I'm going through, or maybe an Audible book or maybe even a podcast. I hope that yours is The Chalene Show. If you're an MIA, a Marketing Impact Academy student, I hope that it's a Marketing Impact Academy lesson. You should be doing one of those, why not, at least a couple times a week. Okay, not only that, I also use this time to select or pick out what I'm going to wear later in the day after my workout. I take my planner, which is a Smart Life push journal, and I write out what my schedule looks like for the next day. Okay, that really, really helps me. That helps me go to sleep. Also in my Smart Life push journal, there's a little place on every day where you can just write general notes, like just any random thing that's in your head. I get all of that ish out of my head before I go to bed. Get it out of your head before you go to bed. And so I just write it down. I don't try to solve it. I just write it down. And the sheer act of writing it down puts it in your subconscious. And half the time, by the time I wake up, it's weird. Like these things, I already have like quick solutions for them first thing when I wake up in the morning. In addition, I prepare my first meal for the next day, usually. I mean, I don't do this every single day, but most days I'm going to prepare whatever it is I'm going to have for breakfast, right? Sometimes, or for lunch, depends on whether I'm practicing intermittent fasting or not. But even if I am doing intermittent fasting, a lot of times I'll just prepare my lunch. You know what this does? It allows me to start feeling calm before I go to bed and feeling confident. Not overwhelmed. It's crazy what this has done for me. I just feel so much more relaxed because I know, oh my gosh, my entire day is all laid out for me right now. And it's not even 9:30. All of this takes me less than an hour. And sometimes we'll do this with Brett downstairs in the kitchen with me and he's like watching a show, or it's kind of like on in the background. So it's kind of like we're watching a show together, or sometimes I'll be listening to like a meditation. But if he's there, I don't want to ignore him. So we'll kind of like watch a show in the background while I'm doing all these things. And it just creates a routine for me that begins to induce melatonin. Like melatonin is a hormone that your body produces that tells you, okay, it's time to get in sleepy mode. And that's really huge. I should also mention that I dim the lights. So the lights in the kitchen are dimmer. And I know I've had Dave Asprey on the show, and he is associated with a pair of sunglasses or a line of lenses that you can wear that actually block out the rays, the colors that keep your brain awake and alert. I haven't tried them, to be honest. I've not tried them to see if that improves my sleep quality. My son has, though, and he seems to think it works. So, and certainly Dave Asprey's always got some great research behind his stuff. I'm just telling you that that's something you might want to consider. One thing that's really important to me is that I am able to share with you things that have made my life easier, things that have made my life better. It's one of my favorite things about podcasting is I can talk to you about things that make life easier. And when I can combine those recommendations, a company that I love, a product that's made my life better, with a company that actually supports The Chalene Show and wants to take care of my lifers, that's a win-win. One of those companies is Third Love. Third Love is an online virtual experience that allows you to find the perfect fitting bra. I say so as I'm wearing my favorite deep plunge bra from Third Love. I have been to the, you know, the store in the mall that is in every single mall that sells lingerie, and I've been to the department stores. I've tried a million different bras and they never seem to quite fit right. Until I did this little quick like quiz at thirdlove.com and found the perfect fitting bras. And honestly, the way they've been able to do this is because they have generated millions of data points from their customers that allow you to like basically go through this fit finder quiz and you find the perfect fitting bra for your particular shape. They have 70 different sizes, including half cup sizes, which I think is like, shoes come in half sizes, why don't bras come in half sizes? Every single customer gets 60 days to wear the bra, to wash it, to put it in a drawer, to wear it, to test it, and decide if they love it or not. If you don't love it, you get to return it. And right now, Third Love is offering 15% off to any Chalene Show listener on your first order. All you have to do is go to thirdlove.com/Chalene. Remember, it's always /Chalene. Chalene. And if this is your first order, you'll get 15% off. Isn't that amazing? Trust me, you will not be disappointed. Exceptional bras, exceptional service, exceptional fit. I love Third Love. My girlfriends love Third Love. My staff is now wearing Third Love bras, and you will love Third Love as well. ThirdLove.com/Chalene. Now back to the show. This whole process takes me less than an hour, and I do it pretty leisurely. All of that takes less than an hour. Now, if I were to do it the next day, first of all, I wouldn't get proper sleep knowing just in my head, like, oh, I don't want to forget this. Oh, shoot, I don't want to forget that. And I don't forget that. What am I going to wear tomorrow? Like, I used to lay in bed and try to, even though I was trying to fall asleep, my brain was also trying to make sure I didn't forget any of these things. Now, I do them all the night before. And I wake up feeling so calm. But more importantly, I go to sleep feeling so much more rested. Now, it is my goal to be in bed by 9:30 or 10. And that gives Brett and I some time to like talk in bed and really relax and, you know, do other things. It's really improved that area of our life as well. It's just because we're even more connected. And he's always been someone who wanted to go to sleep early. I mean, he usually would, even if it was me going upstairs to wake him up later. Like, or even if I did go to sleep with him, I would then, as I told you, get up out of bed and do stuff later. And now we're not doing that. Like, we're really so much more in sync in that way. It's so much more important, but it did take a process. So it meant I had to give him permission. I told him things like, okay, no matter what, you have to like drag me upstairs by my hair if you have to. Like, I need to be upstairs by 9:30. Do not let me do this. Do not let me do that. You know, or just get me up off the couch or, you know, get me off my computer. If I haven't started doing my nighttime routine by 8:30, I need to start doing that because I'm signaling to my brain, it's time to get sleepy. And so I really try to avoid anything that's stimulating. I stop looking at social media. Do I ever break that rule? Sure, but I try not to. And that has been hard. I've had to force myself, like, okay, I close those apps and I tell myself not to look at them. And in the beginning, I had to put my phone on airplane mode to make this happen because it's so habitual, just checking your social media. But as I kept practicing this and feeling better and better and better, the more you tap into how good you feel with something, the more that reward and the way that you acknowledge it, the more likely that reward is going to be the incentive for you to turn this into a habit. So I just don't check my social media anymore. At first, I put my phone on airplane mode, or I would set it in the other room and I wouldn't do anything with it. Now it's just, I don't even need to look at it. And I stop myself. I just don't do it. I know many of you have gotten in the habit of plugging your phone into another room. That's great. I can't do that. I am too worried as a mom that something's going to happen in the middle of the night and I need my phone near me for that reason. But I do have it on Do Not Disturb. And my kids know that if there's an emergency, you call twice and then that is an override to the Do Not Disturb. But I put my phone on Do Not Disturb and I don't look at any of my apps. Like, I'm done with my phone by 8:30 most of the nights. I mean, I'm not going to lie and say like, oh, I never look at my phone. I mean, I'm not perfect. But I would say 80% of the time, I'm not on my phone. And y'all, you bust me when I am. Like, there's times where I'm like, whatever, for whatever reason, we're up late. It's one of those nights and we don't have to get up early the next morning. And if I reply to somebody on Instagram, like at 11 o'clock at night, they're like, what are you doing up? I'm like, mind your business. It's funny. You guys really do keep me on my toes. But it has made a huge difference. Okay, now let's talk to those of you who are moms. Because you're like, okay, how does this work for me if I'm a mom? Ladies, if you have babies, oh, God bless you. But all bets are off. Like, it's just not the same. And then to put pressure on yourself to get perfect sleep, it's just not realistic. I'm sure that God has, I mean, there haven't been any studies on this to my knowledge, but I'm sure that God has designed us in such a way that there's this chunk of time when we're raising small humans that you get a pass. Because as much as you want to make sleep a priority in your life, yeah, that nursing 6-month-old has different plans. Like, They're living off of you. They're sustaining life off of you. And you just sleep so lightly when you can hear the baby on the monitor and you've got a four-year-old who's wandering into your bedroom at 3 a.m. and you're potty training and night terrors and like all these things. Like, it was so hard to sleep and get good sleep when you are a mom. So I just want to say I love you, and you're not going to believe me right now because you're in the thick of it. But girl, there's going to come a day where you're going to be like, oh my gosh, that was amazing. I just got the best sleep. It's going to happen, I promise. It also really helps to have a great bed. You know, I've talked about Sleep Number on this podcast a lot. This isn't an ad for Sleep Number, but I swear by that bed. I'm telling you, I sleep like a freaking baby because of that. But moms, it is so important for you to listen to what I'm about to tell you. This is so key because remember, I started making these changes when my kids were still at home and, you know, in school. So depending on the age of your kids, the earlier you start this, the better. Now, my friend Monica, who has triplets, you know Monica, crazy Monica with the triplets. She started doing these things with her triplets out of necessity. Because Lord knows, having triplets, you have to be so organized. And things have got to run like clockwork or you're going to drive yourself crazy. I mean, I remember when her kids were like 3 and 4 years old, she would involve them in this process and have them get themselves ready for bed, have them know exactly what they were going to do in the morning. Moms, this part is for you. And the earlier you start this, the better. Because you trying to be super mom and like do all of these things for your kids, you're not going to do them any favors. You're going to create children who lack confidence and who are lacking in self-sufficiency because mom has always done it for them. Stop picking out their clothes. The moment your kids are old enough to know that they need a shirt and a pair of pants, which is probably around 3, you need to let them pick those out. Like, teach them these evening routines. Teach them these habits early. Why would you wait until they're in high school to teach these things? At night, okay, guys, it's get ready for bed, which isn't just brush my teeth and go get my pajamas on or take a bath. Teach your children to pick out their clothes for the next day. And P.S., let them wear, this is my opinion, all right? And I've raised 2. I don't know if that makes me an expert. But I got to tell you, we let our kids, they picked out their clothes the night before, and we told them they could wear whatever they wanted. Whatever they wanted. You should have seen the things that Sierra wore to school. Holy cow. OMG. I mean, so funny. And that was part of what helped her to become an individual. Brock, too. We just let them wear whatever they wanted. If they wanted to wear pajamas to school, so be it. Now, of course, I would explain to them what consequences they might have to endure. Like, you know, if you wear that, you might get teased today. But if that's your choice, that's your choice. Make it your kids' responsibility to get their backpacks loaded up with everything they need for the next day. You can double check and make sure everything's in there, but that's their responsibility. Stop doing their homework. Are you kidding me right now? We can't even be friends. I refuse to allow you to do your kids' homework. Girl or dad, knock that off. That is ridiculous. You are doing that for your own ego because you want to be viewed as a conscientious parent who has kids who gets great. No, that is their responsibility. What are you going to do? Go to work with them when they're like 22 years old and do their work for them at the job? No. If they don't do their work and they get a D, they get a D and they have to deal with it. Stop doing their homework. Stop doing their science project. We can tell anyways when you have to like back in a flatbed truck with some gigantic volcano that looks like it was made on the back lot of Disney. We know your kid didn't make that. Your kid can't even tie his shoes. You made that, Dad. Like, come on now. Stop doing your kids' work. Stop making their beds. Stop picking out their clothes. Start teaching them how to be self-sufficient adults. Teach them how to be self-sufficient young humans. They will be more confident than their counterparts. They'll have more respect for you and more respect for themselves. Teach them what they have to do the night before. Say, I want you to pretend right now that we have to walk out the door for school in a few hours. So get everything ready. And you teach them everything like a checklist. Create a checklist for them. And then when you start getting your bedtime routine down and they know that that starts at whatever time you set that for, they will do the same. and we keep energy low and we set a new tone and we talk to them about why this is going to help them. Rather than telling your kids like what to do, help them to understand how this benefits them. When our kids were little, we didn't tell them, hey, you have to go clean your room. But what we would say is when you make your bed and when you keep your room neat, don't you notice how good your brain feels? Can't you tell like how much more organized you feel? Like how good does it feel when you walk in your room and it's your bed's made and your closet is organized? Doesn't that feel good? And that would empower our kids to do that. You can do the same. Your bedtime routine is one of the most important things you can teach your children in order to have your very most productive, well-rested, healthy day. You need to start the night before. And that, my friends, is how I've been able to change my sleep patterns by changing my nighttime habits. It really boiled down to that. Now, I know this episode is ideal for someone who maybe has a hard time going to sleep. When it comes to staying asleep, I never had that problem. Once I fell asleep, I could stay asleep. So if your issue is staying asleep, I want you to listen to, again, some of the previous episodes that I've done on sleep. They are listed in the show notes below. You're going to find some really important nuggets there. It also doesn't hurt to ask your doctor if you can have a sleep study done. You may have sleep apnea and not realize it. You may have restless leg syndrome. There's so many different reasons why people aren't sleeping all the way through the night. I mean, the really obvious ones are not to do caffeine after noon. But there are even more things than that that you might want to consider. So please listen to those previous episodes. But for the majority of people, the issue is your habits. And this is the healthiest thing that you can do for yourself and your family. Do me a favor, take a screenshot of this episode, share it to your Instagram feed or your Instagram story, maybe on Facebook, and then tag me and let me know what changes you think you can make, because I know you've got it in you, and I know how profoundly it has impacted the way that I feel, my energy. I just feel so good now in the mornings. I can't even tell you. It's doable, and you can do it too. All right, I hope you enjoyed this episode. I love you. I mean it. And I'll talk to you soon.